We are so glad that you are here to worship with us today on Easter Sunday. If you're a guest, we're especially happy to welcome you. We'd love for you to fill out a guest card from the pew pocket in front to learn more about you. Before we begin worship, we want to remind you of some upcoming chances to know, grow, and show God's love. Our Wednesday evening and Thursday morning small groups will continue meeting during Lent, and it's not too late for you to join us. Also, we are now collecting candy donations for our family Easter event, which will be at Colonial Presbyterian Church on April 8th from 2 to 4. If you'd like to register your child or sign up to volunteer, please see Melissa or a member of the Children's Ministry team. We hope everyone will join us after worship today for our potato and salad bar lunch and dessert auction. The funds raised will go help to send our children and youth to summer camp this year. Our theme for worship today is We Believe. We want to share some things that we believe and what it means to follow Jesus. And we hope you will be challenged and encouraged to talk about what you believe too. Let's worship together.
You are my love. One thing we believe is that God hears our prayers, even when we don't use words. Today, we are going to pray with our hands. As you entered worship today, you were given three pieces of string tied together. Did anybody not get a piece of string? One piece represents you, one piece represents someone you know, and one piece represents God. As you braid or weave them together, you pray. Pray that God would work in your friend's life and in yours. Pray that God would bring you and the other person into a deeper relationship that revolves around God. Pray for anything else that comes to mind. Not the end, and take it with you as a reminder to pray. Amen.
Okay, so this is the Lord's Prayer before it's the book. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, in the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our Old Testament reading today is from Isaiah 43:10-13. You are my witness, says the Lord, my servant whom I chose, so that you would know and believe me and understand that I am the one. Before me, no God was formed. After me, there has been no other. I am the Lord, and there is no Savior besides me. I announced, I saved, I proclaimed, not some stranger among you. You are my witness, says the Lord, and I am God. From the dawn of time, I am the one. No one can escape my power. I act, and who can undo it?
So part of what we believe is that worship should involve everyone. Sometimes I think we get settled into sitting back and watching and observing our worship leaders instead of maybe really focusing in on what our worship leaders are hoping, which is that we will also be joining them in worship. And so the youth, as we thought about what we wanted to say during worship and Youth Sunday, what we wanted to share, as they came up with this theme of We Believe, I gave them a list and I said, fill in the blanks. Complete these sentences, I guess. And they were words like God is, Jesus is. And so they're going to share their answers, but so are you. So we would love for this to be a time when after the youth share their answers to these sentences, or at least one of their answers, because these were pretty simple, that we would invite you just to call out one or two words of how you would complete that sentence, to think about what it is that you believe as well.
So we'll begin with God is
the Creator,
love,
mighty,
faithful,
merciful,
just,
great, good.
God is
faithful,
alive, always present,
our Father.
Jesus is
loving,
good,
King of Kings,
the way, the truth, and the life,
the light of the world,
healing, our friend,
our Savior.
Jesus is
thank you.
understanding.
Forgiving.
The Holy Spirit is
within us.
Our comfort.
Our guide.
Our consciousness.
Empowering.
Our teacher.
Powerful.
All around us.
The Holy Spirit is the church is
important.
My home.
Partners with God.
Followers of God.
Family.
Welcoming.
The body of Christ.
Everywhere.
The church is the Bible is
necessary.
The story of God's unending love.
Holy.
Comforting.
God's words.
Challenging.
Truthful.
Guidance.
Bible is
truth.
God wants me to
be prosperous,
live abundantly,
forgive others,
trust Him,
make disciples,
show His love,
love Him,
love my neighbor.
God wants me to
share
the
word.
I'll be reading the New Testament, Romans 5:1-5. Therefore, since we have been righteous throughout His faithfulness, we have peace with God throughout our Lord Jesus Christ. We have access by faith into His grace in which we stand through Him, and we boast in the hope of God's glory. But not only that, we have take pride in our problems, because we have now that trouble produces endurance. Endurance produces character, and character produces hope. This hope does not put us to shame, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit He has been given to us.
Hey, everybody. It's nice that it's warming up, isn't it? I'm glad. So, today I'll be doing the sermon, and so I wanted to focus on a story of a saint that has particularly impact on my life and that I really like. And so to get the story of Saint Sebastian, a little bit of a history lesson is that there was an emperor, Diocletian, and he was one of the many emperors that really enforced that Christianity was illegal in the Roman Empire after Jesus Christ died, and his followers were spreading his word throughout the empire. So Saint Sebastian was a soldier within Diocletian's army, and his main job was to guard the prisoners within prisons. So that would often mean that not only were there people like thieves and, you know, anyone else that was arrested, there would also be Christians. So Saint Sebastian would share the word with those Christians, but he would also make new followers of the prisons within the prison. So one day, word got out that Saint Sebastian was a Christian, and he was spreading the word within the prison. And so, since that was punishable by death, Diocletian had him executed as target practice. And so, soldiers filled him up with arrows to the point that he looked like a porcupine. And so, miraculously, he survived that. And Saint Irene of Rome found him, nursed his wounds. And Saint Sebastian, after being treated by Saint Irene, then went back to Diocletian, telling him of all the terrible things he has done to his people and to God's people. And Diocletian then had him murdered and thrown in the gutters. So I find this story so important because, you know, not many of us will get the chance within Roanoke to put our lives for God. But put our lives for God, but we can still have that chance to do that. We not, might not be like, you know, in like a war-torn country where it's illegal to be Christian, but we can still share our faith to the point that we embarrass ourselves. We might be embarrassed to talk about our faith, but there might be people that need to hear what we're talking about. So we need to share what we believe because that's what Jesus has called us to do, and we need to share it with other people that do not know Christ.
In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence you won't let go. In the questions your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore. Love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea.
Oh, you are my light.
My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise. Carry me safe to shore.
Jesus came near and spoke to them. I've received all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. Look, I myself will be with you every day until the end of this present age.
Hi, y'all. Okay, so I'm doing the sermon part two. And I'm, like, extremely nervous, so this is going to be weird. Okay? Okay. Okay. So, as some of y'all know, I say you need Jesus a lot, just because people are weird. But it's, like, mainly as a joke. When it comes to reality, it's hard to show others what Jesus really means because we don't know how. We tend to hold back because we're too afraid that we might insult them, and it gets quite uncomfortable. One day during Sunday school, Melissa told us to write down 3 ways we could tell others about Jesus. I came up with the triple E's. Yeah. The triple E's are explain. Tell people why we need Jesus. We need Jesus because without him, we don't like really have a purpose. Without him, we're just empty. We're missing a part of us. We encourage. Encourage others to read the Bible. Reading the Bible, you understand what happened. You understand what, well, you don't, like, yeah. You understand, like, what he's gone through and what he's done just so we can be us, so we can be happy and free. Excite. Make the story intriguing. Some stories, totally lame. Like, I've read the most boringest books ever. I'm like, why has this been written? Like, this is awful. But the Bible is actually a pretty cool story. If you like read it and you get a certain translation that you understand, you're like, whoa, this happened. And this happened for me. That's crazy. Some people don't understand that. So the triple E's, explaining, encouraging, exciting, it opens a whole nother world to people that they've never seen before. So, yeah.
Thank you, Katie. Yeah, we're going to sing in just a minute. You were right. She's ready to jump back up. Thank you for being in worship with us today. I'm glad that you got to see a portion of the joy that it is to be led by our youth, to serve with them. Tracy, and actually Tracy and I were debating because we were not sure whose turn it was to teach, and we both kind of wanted to teach. So because it is great to be with them, and we learned from them so much. They've worked hard on worship today, and when we were practicing Friday night, we were working through the songs, and we were done. We'd practiced for 2 hours, which is actually pretty good practice, and I didn't really yell, which is unusual during practice on Youth Sunday. Yep, Dabney's like, yep, she's right, she usually yells. So I said, okay, y'all take a break. You've got some free time, and then we're going to do some other things. And they said, well, can we practice the song? Can we sing the songs again? And I thought, okay. They were eager to be able to lead you in worship today. So thank you for being here. I hope that you've been challenged. I certainly have as I read through, their statements of belief and heard their sermons. I hope that it's led you to think about what it is that you believe as well. We're going to have a hymn of response, and it really is a prayer. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour, I need you. And so we hope that you will sing those words as a prayer, and that as you sing, you will think about what it is that God has shown you today, what it is you believe, and how you are being called to take risks, as Liam encouraged us to do, to share God's love, to explain, encourage, and excite. I remembered all 3 of them this time, Katie. Others about God's love as well. So the youth are going to come and lead us. We invite you to stand. If there is a response that you want to share publicly, if you want to make a commitment to join in this life of following Jesus, and you've not done that before, we would love for today to be that day. If you want to be a part of a church family that encourages people of all ages to use their gifts, to know Christ and to grow in Christ and to show Christ's love, this is that place, and we'd love to have you. Pastor Quentin will ask you to come and be here in case people would like to respond publicly so that you can greet them and pray with them. And let's all stand and sing. And following the song, we'll have our benediction and our blessing for our lunch, which we hope you will head down to join us for.
That guides my heart.
temptation comes my way. When I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and
peace, believe in God the Father, who reveals his love to us in Christ. Go out with joy, believing God the Son, who pours out God's Holy Spirit on us. Go out with love, believing in the Holy Spirit, who teaches us God's truth. Go out with grateful hearts, for the food we receive in the fellowship we'll have around the table. Amen.